Good morning, everybody. Randy Volander here, August 31st, 2016. And I am here to testify to the life-changing power of Bundt Cakes. Bundt Cakes, I tell you. I'll explain in just a minute. I drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The words we use are strong. They make reality. Now the music's on. Well, baby, dance with me. Yeah. So I come into the office this morning, I make my coffee, and I discover there is a box, a large box, not a small box, a big box of little Bundt Cakes. They are about the size of a cupcake, but they're a Bundt Cake with a bunch of frosting on the top, and I'm here to tell you they're quite good. A company called Nothing Bundt Cakes is helping us by sponsoring I believe our parking at our upcoming banquet in November. And so as they came by to kind of work all the details out, they brought some of their wares. And their wares are pretty amazing. I've had only one, but it is early in the day, and I may revisit the box. I don't know who was in the office when they brought them yesterday, but they must have been shoveling them in two at a time, because there's a significant gap in what was a dozen and is definitely not a dozen right now. Anyway, glad to be partnering with them and hope to be partnering with you. In September, we have something very exciting coming up for Zoe's House. We have a matching grant. You understand what a matching grant is? It means you give a dollar, somebody else gives a dollar, somebody you don't know, doesn't come from you. It's a foundation that's come alongside us, and they're helping us with a matching grant up to $25,000. Anything we can raise, they will match. We're going to turn around and use that to help people adopt. And so if you are in a position to help us out with that and you realize, wow, this is an opportunity, I could double my money. Start saving your nickels, your dimes, your dollars, your $20 bills, your $100 bills, at whatever scale you can do it. It is an opportunity to double your money. I'll be tweeting and talking more about that soon as to how you can do that and make that effective. I would love to raise $25,000 and thereby get $50,000. That's a great deal for adoption. It's not for my family. This is to help other people adopt. So be thinking about that. That grant will start very, very soon. We're pretty excited about it. Going to talk today about common questions that adoptive families get asked and the manner in which they get asked them, because there are two ways to ask things. There is the nice way, and then there's the way that most people ask. And being an adoptive family is like putting a target on your head. People want to know what happened, and they want to know how it happened, and they do it sometimes in a way that is a little bit hard. We're going to talk about that and ways that you can respond that are actually helpful, because sometimes my responses are not. I don't want to be helpful. I really do. We'll be back in just a moment. I just had to run off and take Bundt Cake inventory. It's not that I don't trust my coworkers. I just understand the temptation they're dealing with. And it's kind of like keeping an addict clean. You really want to be near them at all times to guard your Bundt Cakes. So my friend Tim Shaw. Tim Shaw is a guy I met about 2 years ago. I spoke at an event called Together Called, which is an adoptive conference for adoptive families. And it's fantastic. It's a husband and wife, leave the kids at home, and come and meet like-minded people. Had a blast speaking there. I believe it was 2 years ago. This year, Nate and Sarah Haggerty are going to be speaking, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's March 31st. I think it's two-night event. Here's the kicker. It always sells out. When I say sells out, I mean it sells out the night that they start selling the tickets. It's that high in demand. There's no other events like this. They're going to start selling tickets on October 9th, Sunday night, like at midnight. It's like staying up to get the new Apple release. Remember when we all used to have to do that? We'd have to go stand in line at the Apple store to get the discs to go put the new operating system on. I remember standing in line for like OS 10 at one point. It's not like that. You do it online at home in your pajamas, but if you don't do it, you don't get to go. If you're an adoptive family, look it up. Search for Together Called online. It's called Together Called, and it is a great, great conference. You will enjoy it. It is somewhere, I think, in Pennsylvania. This is what happens when you fly places to speak. You don't really pay attention. You just go where you're going. But I believe it's in Pennsylvania and definitely worth the trip. So anyway, I saw Tim posted on Facebook, I think this morning, said he was hanging out at the hot tub last night with most of his kids. And a woman sits down and asks him, how many of these kids are yours? So he looks around because, you know, you want to count. And he said, all of them. He has seven. There were five of them there. The lady said, wow, you have a big family, which there is an accepted number of children that are allowed. And if you have more, people will say things like that, I've heard. So she said, wow, you have a big family. He says, yes, yes, we do. We're very blessed. I have seven children. She said, how many of them are yours? Tim says, seven. Now, she looks around, and his wife is not Asian, but some of the kids are. So she said, yes, but how many are yours? And Tim is trying to be gracious. He says, all of them. Then he's trying to explain. He said, we adopted two from Vietnam and one from China. And the lady replies, oh, so four of them are yours. He says, no, 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 I have seven children. And she presses it, but four of them are yours. Now, I understand what she's saying, and she didn't have language to say it, that four of them are biological. And yes, that's true, but they're all Tim's. That when you're an adoptive father, you just feel that way. They're all my kids. Every adoptive family has some variation of this story, and large families even more so, because people just don't expect to see that. I've often joked that when we all go to Costco, which doesn't happen that much anymore because we're getting smarter, but when we used to all go to Costco, I wanted to print t-shirts up that said, welcome to the freak show, because that's kind of the treatment you get when you walk in with that many kids, with that many ethnicities. People don't know what to do with it. If you're going to adopt, here are a couple of things to remember, because you're going to get these questions a lot from strangers. Number one, your kids are going to deal with this forever, and they will take their cues from you. When your child is 20 years old and they're off at the university and they've got a picture of your family tucked up in the mirror and their roommate looks at them and the kids are different color than the parents, your roommate's going to say, what happened? They're going to wonder how this happened. Your kids will take your cues from you. They will respond how you respond. Last year, Mercy was in the first grade. And one day I overheard her telling her sisters, yeah, in show and tell, I brought Anna. Anna's my twin. So I brought Anna in and I told my adoption story. I'll be honest, as an adoptive dad, my heart stopped because I thought, what do you tell? How do you tell the story? And so she told the story, and I loved that she told the story a lot the way I tell the story. Your kids are watching you, and they will retell their adoption story the way that they've heard it. There was an interesting essay in the Huffington Post last, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, after the Simone Biles incident at the Olympics, where she was called out. They said that her adoptive parents weren't her real parents. And the title of the article was, Adoption Shaming is Why I Never Talk About My Adoption. And the author goes on to tell the story that she often hides the fact that she's adopted because she doesn't want to explain that she's adopted because she feels people look down on her. Well, if you read the story, you realize the girl did not know about her adoption until she was seven. She was adopted as an infant. But at 7 years old, her mom sat her down and said, I have something to tell you. If you wait till your kids are seven to talk about their adoption, they're going to struggle with it. They're going to have a harder time explaining it. If they grow up hearing your story, their story, even a 2 or 3 line version to a stranger, their story doesn't seem like something to hide behind or something that's weird. Your kids will deal with this forever. Teach them to tell their story as easily as they can. Now, do they owe everybody their story? No, they don't. Sometimes they're just kids. But if we hide their story, they feel like it's something that they should hide from other people. Second thing to remember is, strangers don't define your family, and their ignorance is not your reality. The fact that they don't know what to say or how to say it isn't going to determine who you are. You cannot let it derail your day. More importantly, you can't let it derail your mind. You can't get consumed with what people think. I like to say that ignorance is curable. Now, stupid is probably not. I really think stupid's probably terminal. But ignorance is just not knowing stuff. And if people are ignorant, you can help them with that. You really can. The third thing to think about is when you have the time and the grace to do it, do all adoptive families a favor by taking a minute to educate people. They may think crazy thoughts about adoption because they've never had anybody explain it to them. And if you can take 2 or 3 minutes and just tell them your story, it takes the mystery out of it, and it probably saves somebody else the same conversation when they take their kids to Costco. I realize that adoption language is confusing. I work in adoption every day, and the language morphs. There are things that we said at one point that we wouldn't say now. So if I, who work in the field, struggle with it at times, how would Joe Stranger at Costco know the right terms? How would they possibly guess the right words? Don't look down on them because they use the wrong words. Take a moment and explain. When it comes to adoption, of questions, there will be no end. So leverage the questions. Unless you're just trying to get everybody in the van, in that case, all bets are off. Every man for himself. Just put them in the car. I'll talk to you next week, and we'll talk more about this matching grant, because I'm telling you, we're going to do something big and help families.